Welcome to Dynamic Destiny with your host, Coach Pete, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I want to help you get unstuck, get clarity for your life's purpose, view things in a new way, and get your happy back. We won't just talk about theories on the show. We'll give you practical tools and wisdom that you can apply to your everyday life. So stay with me during this next hour as we unpack your powerful potential now. Hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Coach Pete, coming to you from New York City, and you're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Each first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, we'll help you get unstuck and keep moving forward toward your destiny. You can listen to the show on Facebook Live, your favorite podcast platform, YouTube, and my website, PeteCoaching.com. Hey, today, we're going to check in on how you're coming along with your goals and time management for 2020. Now, don't worry if you've slipped, if you aren't tracking well with your goals, if the COVID-19 is throwing everything up in the air. We don't want to give up. This is not going to be about a shame kind of a show or why are you falling behind. We're going to give you tools if you're slipping and if you've gotten distracted on how to get back on track. Believe me, I'm an expert at I'm not expert at getting back on track. I'm an expert at getting off track. And I want to share with you some practical things I've learned that have helped me get a fresh new mindset, get re-engaged. So I want to share those with you. Happy to tell you some stories and tips and tricks. Okay, the whole point of the show is they help you make adjustments to get you back where you want to be. It's going to be both inspirational and practical. So I hope you stay with me to the end. And as always, we're going to be answering some of your questions. So these shows get recorded, and some of you listen to the archived episodes, but right now it is March 18th, 2020, and I live in Manhattan. And we are in the middle of a complete upheaval in our entire society due to the COVID-19 or coronavirus. And there's just so much that's unknown. We have to learn how to do life a different way. We don't know if it's going to become the new normal or for how long. There's lots and lots of unknowns, and it's throwing everyone. Right now, a huge number of people are working from home or can't go into work. My wife, her company shut down because it was based on the tourism industry. So it was a big curveball thrown to us. And so when I think about doing this show, like how to get back on track with your goals, that assumes there's a lot of things that are really stable and we're going to keep plodding along and, you know, assume, you know, proper frameworks. Actually, the principles I want to give you, I think they can apply no matter what, what's coming your way. The point is, though, to think through things and not just react, not just panic or fear, but to think things through. And you can adjust any of these principles to fit the time frame that you need in order to make things work. So our quote for the day is, it comes from, it's attributed to Michael McGriffey, MD, said, "Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape." I love that. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. And that, I'll tell you, we're all having to deal with that right now, is flexibility. But this is a good life principle in general, is, you know, there's no guarantees and things change all the time. And so if you can remain flexible, you can go with the flow somewhat and not break in the process. And that's what we want for you. Okay. You know, I'm trying to think of COVID-19, and you know, it's still, we're very, very early stages of the impact of this, because the economic impact is going to have a ripple effect for a long time. It's just going to change so many things, and I don't know what that's going to look like. My mentality, though, is I'm already thinking about what are opportunities related to this, and I don't mean predatory predatory opportunities, a way to take advantage of other people. I'm looking, you know, what is this going to bring for new ways of relating to one another? You know, people are a lot of families have to stay home now with each other and get to know each other again. And at first, it's going to be very annoying, and we're not going to know how to do it. But with practice, we'll learn to appreciate each other more. Some of us are going to be more isolated if you don't have family, if you're single, or whatever your situation might be. And so, how do we learn how to reach out beyond just quickie social media hits? How do we actually establish authentic communication and connection with each other? We've got to learn these things. How do we show more caring? And this is also giving people a lot of time to reflect and think about their lives. I think that's a good thing. What are you basing your values on? What have you assumed is always going to be in place that is now the rug's being pulled out from under you? I don't wish that on anyone. However, if it causes you to question your values and your existence, your faith, your purpose for living, I don't wish the pain on anyone, but I'm kind of hopefully glad for the outcome. Hopefully you'll come to some good conclusions on that. Here's one thing I have learned, though. When there is time of upheaval, is the faster that you can let go of wishing things would get back to normal, and the faster you can get into new ways of operating, the better off you're going to be. It's better for mental health, and you're just going to be happier. Okay, it's a little weird. It's strange. It can be scary. But the faster you can jump into that and make those adjustments, the better off it can be. I would love to hear from you. So feel free to send me an email with your comments, feedback, or questions. AskPete@PeteCoaching.com is the address. Again, that's AskPete@PeteCoaching.com. Okay, so today we're going to talk about how to stay on track with your 2020 goals. And in some ways, this is even more important than setting goals in the beginning. Because I won't say it's not hard to set goals, but it's one thing to write them down and say you're going to do it. It's another to face the music to say, I said I was going to do this. Here's the reality check. Did I do it or didn't I? And it's really, really important that we sync up reality with what we said we were going to do. Again, I said this in this episode, this is a no shame zone. It's not about beating ourselves up. It's not about just try harder. We're going to look at things in a fresh new way. But that's the point of today's episode. It's really important when you think about goal setting, not just to set the goals, but to revisit them and adjust and sync up. So I wanted to start out this episode by reviewing a model that I've talked about a few times in the past in Dynamic Destiny. And it's a model I use that works really well for me. I get good feedback on it. And it's your treasure map and your roadmap. For more details, I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 2. It's entitled Your Destiny Roadmap. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail right now. I'm just going to give a high-level overview. But that episode will give you more details on that. So, brief overview, your treasure map is the big picture of how you're dreaming. It's aspirational. What do you really want in life? What's your heart's desire? I like the word treasure map because it's like, a treasure, and I picture like a treasure box or treasure chest opening up, and there's these shiny gold coins in it, and that's what I'm dreaming toward. It's my treasure. It's really what I want to aim at. It's more comes from your heart. Okay. When you do a treasure map, we want you to identify what is the treasure that you want. And if you think about a treasure map, it's just usually you just got high level milestones or landmarks along the way. And that's what you need to do. Treasure mapping is about laying out high level milestones, how you're going to get there. There are a lot of unknowns. It's an adventure. Some parts you're going to discover along the way. You don't have to have it all figured out ahead of time. Just really, really high level. Write it down, capture it, and put it away. That's what we do with a treasure map. We state it, high level, write it down, put it away. Your roadmap is different. It's detailed, step-by-step, turn-by-turn, day-by-day execution plan for how you're going to get things done. It requires focus. It requires really good time and resource management. And it's using a different part of your brain. It's coming out of your brain, not so much from your heart. Okay. Those are the two different paradigms, treasure map and roadmap. Now, the problem with a treasure map is you can't execute off a treasure map. There's too many unknowns. So we only review it periodically. Probably, from the rest of the show, I'm going to talk about a quarterly review once every 3 months. If that works for you, that's awesome. If not, if you have to change that to 4 months or right now with COVID, you might just say, hey, for the next month, this is what my plans are going to be. That's fine. Take the principles and adjust them for you. From now on, though, I'm just going to say quarterly or once every 3 months. If you get new ideas for your treasure map, new ways of thinking, et cetera, store them up in a file, put them out of the way, and when it's time to review the treasure map again, you get to pull your fresh ideas out. But the key for separating treasure map from the roadmap is we don't want to get distracted by the next shiny new thing. Okay? That's the purpose. The problem with a roadmap is you can't plan details out too far into the future because things change. So we only plan the execution to the next milestone on the treasure map. In this case, the next 3 months. You're going to do a roadmap for 3 months and then stop, reevaluate, unless things go horribly, horribly wrong. Okay. But if, and with COVID, they kind of have, but just keep working the roadmap and plan and learn all you can in the process. Right now, it's the time to sync up your two maps. So we're going to walk you through how that happens. How do we sync up the treasure map with the roadmap? What are the, I'm going to give you a process to walk through to do that. And I'd say do it now between now and the end of March, if you're home because of the virus or whatever, and you have some free time, this might be a good time to revisit that. So it's time to go to our first break. You're listening to Dynamic Destiny with Pete Cafarcio. And the question to ask yourself now is, what do you do when you've gotten way off track with your goals? Or maybe even given up on some of your goals? Or maybe you haven't even looked at your goals since January. Okay, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how to get you back on track and how to conquer discouragement. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Welcome back to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. You can learn more about me and get lots of helpful content at petecoaching.com. Today, we're talking about how to stay on track with your 2020 goals, and we're using the treasure map and roadmap model. And what I want to do for the rest of the show is lay out a 5-step process for you to walk through. Okay, so stay with me. Take notes if you need to. The first step is we're going to stop. We're going to look back at our goals that we set since January, to the beginning of 2020. Take a look and evaluate. How did you do? Okay, we're not going to problem solve. We're not going to dig in and ask super hard questions. Just evaluate. How did you do? Now, when you think about doing that, do you carry with you a sense of dread? Like, I don't want to look at those goals. It's just going to remind me what I didn't do and how I'm a failure. Pay attention to the show, okay, because we're going to hopefully get you past that. Just do it. Okay, just get started. Take a look. And what I want you to do, if you lean toward that mentality that I just said of carrying shame or that sense of failure, there's a way you can change your mindset on that. Okay. So change your mindset. Instead of having shame, which is a reminder of wasted time, lack of progress, lack of discipline, all this negativity, you can change this exercise to be an exercise of inspiration. Oh my gosh, how am I going to do that, Pete? I'm so glad you asked. You wrote these goals down for a reason. Okay, these are things you want to do, and they tie in with what you want your life to look like. Okay, these are things you want to do. So as you read the goals, whether you did them or not, let's just assume the ones you haven't gotten done yet. How about instead of saying I didn't do it, say they are inviting me back to reengage with my destiny. I wrote these things down and it's a call to me. Hey, you know what? Let's get back on track. It's an invitation. Okay. It's not a club. It's not something to beat yourself with. It's an invitation. Hey, come back, get back on track. If you do these things, you're going to advance. If you do these things, you're going to grow. You're going to move forward into what you really want in your destiny. So change that mindset. Okay. They are there as guides to get you back on course. Go through your goals that you set in January. And listen, as you go through this, put a really strong emphasis on what worked well. That's the magic of this step, is celebrating wins. Okay. Did you knock something off? Even if it was a task, maybe you didn't get the whole big goal done, but you did like a couple of the steps toward it. Great. Celebrate that. Check them off. Hey, I got that done. Put a strong emphasis on that. Celebrate your wins. And then also look at your habits, because that's part of our goal setting, is what habits are we going to have to change to get us where we need to go? What habits are serving you well? You know, I tried this habit and you know what? I really kind of worked well for me. And I like the change it brought. Okay. Here's another little tip to look for. And I've got a little story on this, is look for what I call creative connections. So I had a goal last year. I forget what quarter it was, but I said I wanted to do more public speaking, and I wanted to get in front of, I had it as a to-do task, is to contact local clubs and try to get speaking opportunities there. And I didn't do it. I uh, didn't want to. I didn't want to do the cold calling. You know, I just kept putting it off for whatever reason. I barely even dented it. Okay. However, because I went through this process of looking at my goals and looking at what I did and didn't do, I did see that, you know what? I spoke on a TV show. It was a local private broadcast, but I did. I was on two different podcasts, and I did this show, Dynamic Destiny. Okay. Was it public speak? Was it exactly the kind of goal that I wrote down? Nope. But did it achieve really the bigger purpose, was to get me more practice in public speaking and communicating? Yeah, I'll take it for the win. Okay. So you might have things like that in your life too. Think about it. Get creative. Look at all the things that you've done. Maybe it wasn't exactly what you thought, but if it moved you toward really where you wanted to be, take it. Believe me, take it as a win. I'll take whatever I can get. Okay, then you do need to ask yourself what didn't work so well. And again, this does not have to be negative. Okay, just reference my previous episode, the one right before this. It was episode 12, which is called Failing Forward. What didn't work well? Emphasis on what did you learn in the process. Okay, that's what's important. So where did things get bogged down? How did they get bogged down? What led to them getting bogged down? Okay. What people are in your life that keep letting you down? Okay. Not like we're looking to blame shift, but sometimes that's a reality. You might be relying on the wrong people. What habits aren't working well for you right now? You tried to establish a certain habit and you just didn't do it. It didn't work. It's okay. You just maybe have to pick a different habit. Maybe you have to find a new approach to do it. Okay. What weren't you able to stick out? Okay. Ride out and really make it work for you. It's okay. What did you learn? The big question on this whole thing is, what did you learn? Do not try to problem solve or fix anything in this stage. You'll do that later. Okay. Don't try to do that. Just evaluate what was good. What was a win? I'm going to celebrate. What didn't work out? And what did I learn? That's the whole point of this, the first step is evaluate. The second step, real important, is wipe the slate clean. You got to wipe your slate clean. Second big step, you need to let go of the things that you can't fix. That's why the evaluation stage is important, by the way, because some of the reasons some of your goals didn't work out because there's things that are out of your control. And right now with COVID-19, there's going to be a lot of things out of your control. Okay. Clearly understand what you can't fix. You're not making excuses. You're just trying to be realistic. Goals have to be realistic. Okay. Did this ever happen to you? This happens to me. And it's another reason why we have to wipe the slate clean. When I come and I evaluate and look back at the last quarter and I look at my goals and I'm like, oh, you know, say I got 2/3 of them done. And that's pretty good for me. I'm not real high on execution. Some of you guys are great and you're judging me right now. Stop. Stop judging me. But we all have things that didn't exactly work out. If I don't wipe the slate clean, I will carry it over into the next quarter. Now, some things should be carried over, but you have to be willing to let some things go. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is your next quarter is just going to be double work. It's going to accumulate. It's going to keep mushrooming and growing. And that is not a good way to try to tackle your workload. Okay. So, and that's really discouraging. Like, oh, you know, it's another reason why people don't like to do this sync up time is they will carry things over. Don't do that. Some things you just have to say, I'm done. I tried to do it. It didn't work out. You have permission to quit. Okay, maybe the opportunity passed and I just can't do it anymore. Maybe you changed your mind. Now, within reason, that's fair game. You know what? I thought I wanted to do this. It's just, I saw how much work it was going to be, or I'm just not really wired for this. You know what? I'm just not going to do it. Good. You have permission to do that. If you can clear off and get more clarity on what you do want to focus on, that's a win. Okay, so you get to wipe your slate clean. Try harder, get more resolve isn't always the answer. Sometimes it is. I encourage you to ask for help. Talk to a coach, talk to a wise friend or a family member to help you work through that stuff. Okay. But sometimes you just have to prune, let it go. It's in the past, didn't work out. Okay. Next step is to pull out the treasure map. Okay. Pull out the treasure map. Now, one of the keys we talked about in managing the treasure map versus the roadmap is as you get new ideas, you're supposed to stick them in a file. Don't disrupt your roadmap just because you have a new idea. You want to stick them in a file and revisit them later. Now is that later time. Okay, so it's time to pull out your file of ideas, the things that were attempting to hijack you and get you off track. You're going to look at them. As you look at those ideas, some of them will die. And that's a good thing. Like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? It seemed like such a good idea at the time. And now that I'm looking at it, it's like totally impractical, or I don't even know what I wrote. That happens to me. I had a lot of ideas. The sentence I wrote down, I can't even remember what it meant. Okay, that happens sometimes. Some of these ideas, hey, which ones of these ideas still seem like really good ideas? And the next question is, which ones of these will I take on now? Okay, versus sticking into another landmark farther down in the treasure map. Is this something I'm going to bite off for the next 3 months? Okay, so you're going to revisit your idea file. And then given all that, you're going to let that shape, what does my next landmark look like to the treasure map? You thought you knew what it was going to look like, but this is an adventure. You're in treasure map mode again, okay? This is an adventure. It's a dashed line. It's got curly cues. You don't know what the next, you learn things along the way. So you have to redefine what does that next landmark look like. It may have changed. It's a good thing. But redefine it and say, okay, you know what? Next, this is really what I want it to be accomplished. And I want it to be, sometimes people put labels on them. Like, this is going to be my time of networking, or this is going to be my time of expansion, or my time of creativity, or, you know, put a label on it for whatever works for you. Okay, so I'm Coach Pete. You're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio, and we are in the process of reviewing our 2020 goals and lining those back up so we can get back on track. So far, we've talked about evaluating our own goals, wiping the slate clean, revisiting our treasure map, and when we come back, we're going to talk about getting back a new roadmap and talking about habits. I've got some great nuggets of wisdom to share for you, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Hey, we're back on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. As a reminder, you can catch archived episodes and get lots of helpful free content and resources at petecoaching.com. And we're talking about getting you back on track with your 2020 goals. So far, we've talked about evaluating your past quarter, wiping your slate clean, revisiting your treasure map, and now we want to talk about planning out your roadmap to the next landmark. And again, when we say landmark, that's a treasure map reference. What are we going to do over the next 3 months? Start out with the treasure map because that's your heart's desire. It's aspirational. Always needs to start there. Now, how are we going to make that practical to get there? So I make it a personal limit. Okay, I don't like limits. I mean, just want to say that. I always like to think, you know, really big, limit less, and it's not real practical. That's why I married my wife. Okay. She's like super practical. She's a great balance for me. And together we make a good team. I'm always lifting her higher and thinking, dreaming big. She's grounding me and making sure we can execute. But one of the practical things I've learned, and a wise thing when you're doing your planning, is to embrace limits. And I never tackle more than three big goals in any given quarter. Okay. That averages out to be once a month. Some goals take more than that. Some take less, but never more than three. Typically, you know, it might be less. Maybe you're going to take a big summer vacation. There's no way you're going to get three big ones done. Okay. Some of you need to set fewer goals. And here's why. Fewer goals actually completed are infinitely better than huge ambitions unrealized. I'll say that again. Fewer goals actually completed are infinitely better than huge ambitions unrealized. Okay. So in the short, I tell you, I don't like doing this because in the short term, it feels like I'm like settling for less. But when I do my reviews, like we're talking about right now, syncing up my treasure map, my roadmap, and looking back in the past quarter, it feels really great to actually have accomplished some things. I'll tell you a quick story. As a professional coach, I set as a goal to get my ACC accreditation. It's Associate Certified Coach through the International Coaching Federation. It's the international standard for quality coaching and as a professional association. And there's a lot of steps that go along with that. You have to take a lot of coursework. I forget how many hours, 60 different class hours. You have to coach, you have to get mentor coached. You have to coach other clients for like 70 hours. You have to take a test. You have to submit a recording, all these things. And as I was working through these goals, each quarter, I'd have this, I didn't get my ACC, but you know, at least I got my mentor. I get my mentor coaching. I had to break that down into certain tasks, talk to different people, get pricing on it, actually engage with them. And then, you know, it has to go over like the next 3 months. I have to get my coaching hours in with them. Okay, that does not excite me. All right, but at the end of my quarter, when I would go through and review, I say, oh, you know what? Didn't get the big prize yet, but got progress. And I'll tell you, it beats dreaming and disappointment and regret any day of the week. Okay, so set smaller goals, set a limited number of goals, and just get them done or make a huge dent in them. Okay, because maybe you learned you have to tweak what the definition of the goal is, but do that, and it's just so much more satisfying. So when you're doing your roadmap, only limit yourself to max three goals over 3 months if you can do that. Make sure they're measurable. Okay. Goals, tasks. We talked about SMART goals on a previous episode, right? Specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and time-bound. The acronym SMART. Okay. So make sure that they're really practical and the things that you can actually do. And when you're doing your roadmap, remember the second step was evaluate, or it's the first step, evaluate. What did you learn when things didn't work out? Make sure you take those lessons learned and apply them to the roadmap right now, okay, into your roadmap planning. If you found, say there's some person on your team or an outsourced contractor, and over and over and over again, they miss deadlines, and it caused you to slip on your goals, you got to adjust, okay? So you do your roadmap. You shouldn't expect things that just get better because you wrote it down that you want it to be better. Okay, you got to face some reality. Okay, so don't repeat the mistakes. If you found certain habits aren't working for you, if you found, hey, I always get off, you know what I learned when this one goal didn't work out? I learned that it's unrealistic for me to do creative writing. Like, so maybe it's a blog post or a proposal, anything like that, to do writing at the end of the week. I do a lot better in the beginning of the week when I don't have as much, as many deadlines on me. Okay, you just learned something. When you do your roadmap, incorporate your lessons learned. I'm probably beating that one to death. Okay, so again, first step, evaluate the past quarter. Second, wipe the slate clean. Third, revisit the treasure map. Fourth, plan out the roadmap to the next landmark. And here's the fifth. This is, it's a step, but it gets incorporated into everything so you can be successful. And that is adjust your habits and your time management. Really important. Your goals could be well thought out. They could be, you know, stellar. But if your habits can't help you carry the load, if your time management is sloppy, it's going to fall apart and you're not going to execute. We don't want that for you. So big lesson I had to learn over the years in this, because I had so many cycles of big ambitions. Oh, it didn't work out. My habits couldn't support it. My time management wasn't good enough. I'd try again, bam, try again, bam. And I just get so worn out. And here's the one thing I learned. When you have your system, and you will have, you know, you have to have your own system. If something's not working, tweak it, don't trash it. Tweak, don't trash, means make adjustments to what is working and what isn't working. Don't throw it all out and say, well, I'm no good at this, or I can't manage my time well, or I'll never be able to, say it's exercise more. Okay, well, I tried going to the gym and I tried getting up at 5 a.m. every day, and I started out, you know, with these great expectations, and it just didn't work. I'm never going to be able to pull this off. Well, okay, don't trash the goal. The goal is a great goal. You want to exercise more. Get specific on how much you want to exercise, but tweak it. Oh, what stunk about that? What didn't work? Well, I always hit the alarm. Well, you're trying to wake up too early. Don't do that. Wake up at 6. Oh, no, that doesn't work either because I got to get to work. Well, maybe try exercising when you come home or in the evening. Oh, you know, I never thought of that. I could try that. Okay, tweak. Don't trash. Second is modify and personalize. Okay, you, as an adult, you should be a curator of ideas, especially areas where you tend to not be talented. Okay, if you have some weakness in, for me, it's about focus and discipline. I'm constantly listening to podcasts and different ideas in order to up my game. Now, so many of these ideas, they don't work. I can't incorporate all of that, but I'm a curator. I listen. And you know what? I'm going to try that one. I'm going to try this one. I'm just going to try it. And some of these have really, really helped me. And other ones is like, nope, didn't work. I'm wired a certain way. That wasn't flexible enough, or it required something. It just doesn't connect with me. That's okay. Okay. But I don't throw it all out. I get back up, try something else. Okay. Personalize it, make it your own. If you saw my task management system, I can't use an app to do my task management because it is so customized, but it works for me. Okay. I have to use a spreadsheet. So anyway, just saying, find what works for you and keep tweaking and adjusting it. And this is a good time to do it. It's a good time at this point when you're reevaluating. Okay. Maybe you get bored and you need more variety. Some habits are no longer relevant. Okay. Like I like to ride my bike. Can't do that in the wintertime. That habit out the window for a while. Some habits you're going to master. They actually become part of your life. Okay. Like for me, I wanted to get up earlier. Well, you know what? I don't even have to try anymore. I get up early. I don't have to write that down and really focus on it. And some I need to just kind of keep working on, and I'm going to tweak those. Okay. Here's your make it real challenge for this episode. Here's the drum roll, bam, make it real challenge. Write stuff down. I've talked about this a lot on my shows, but there's a reason why. Write this stuff down. Write your treasure map down. Okay. Hopefully you're seeing in this episode, the process that we're walking you through, you have to be able to capture things in order to revisit them. Write them down in order to refine them, in order to keep moving forward. Okay. Now you have permission to do that in your own way. Okay. Make a video if you don't like to type a lot, and write it down, embellish it with drawings, handwrite it, and take a picture. You don't have to type a document. Whatever works for you, get creative, make it work for you, whatever, but just do it. Okay. Write down your treasure map and write down your goals. Maybe you didn't even do your goals in January. Okay. Now's the time to do it. And you know what? With COVID out there, COVID-19, just do 1 month. This is what I'm going to do. And they're not hugely aspirational, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn how to work from home better. I'm going to learn how to telecommute better. I'm going to spend more time with my kids. I'm going to set up a soundproofing in my office, whatever you need to do. Okay. And you know, if you need some accountability, find a friend and take some, you know, keep each other accountable. Write back to me and let me know what you discovered. Ask Pete at PeteCoaching.com. Maybe I'll read it on the air for next episode. Hey, you're listening to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete. We're going to go on a quick break. When we return, we're going to answer some of your questions. So don't go away.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete, the show where we unpack your powerful potential. For this part of the show, I ask I answer some of the questions that my listeners have been asking. For you to send in a question, just send me an email, askpete@petecoaching.com. Hey, just got to tell you though, over the break, Zach, who's our producer, he's done a great job for all my episodes, Jay Zach. We were talking, and was like, hey, how do you do with your goal setting? And I got to tell you that everything I'm sharing with you is like, I'm self-coaching. Okay, this is all things that I've had to learn the hard way. Happy to pass the wisdom on. If it works for you, that's great. But all of this applies to me. So there shouldn't be any, hopefully there's no hard feelings or any kind of like preaching or anything like that. I'm always talking to myself. Okay, so this first question comes from Marie. And it says, how do I know I'm setting the right goals? Not knowing if I'm pursuing the right things makes me doubt my efforts. And then I find I'm half-hearted in planning my tasks, or I give up when things get hard. I don't like how easily I get discouraged, but I can usually trace it back to this lack of certainty. Okay, Marie, you are not alone. In fact, you might even be in the majority of the population. Like, how do I know I'm setting the right goals? And, you know, I thought this through and I really kind of think there's like three parts to the answer. So the first part is this. This very question comes from a fixed mindset. Now, we've talked about that quite a few times in the show, that, you know, did I pick the right answer or the wrong answer? Okay. And we get that from our educational system. Okay. But when it comes to setting goals, there is no right. There's no test. No one's waiting to grade you on this. Okay. Although we feel that way. Oh, what are people going to think? What is my boss going to think? What are my friends going to think? What's my family going to think? And we've been so indoctrinated to think in terms of there's a right answer. I've got to find the right answer and then have to execute on the right answer so I can be a good boy or girl, in your case, Marie, and get a shiny star. Real life does not work that way. Okay. Educational system prepares you for compliance. Comply with the system. This is not the way to live life. Okay. So many people, I think this is the reason why so many people just want someone else to tell them what to do. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Well, that's not being self-directed and it's not making good choices for your life. Okay. That's letting someone else steer your life. So get rid of that question. That's first answer is it's the wrong question. Okay. How do I know I'm setting the right goals? Okay. Get rid of that question. Second, how do I know? Change the question to how do I know I'm setting proper goals for me? How do I know I'm setting goals that are going to work for me? Okay. So in order to know that, you need to map to your destiny and your values. So we've talked a lot on the show about clarifying your life purpose. In fact, there's a whole episode, episode 3, called Clarify Your Life Purpose. Okay. I encourage you to go back through there. I give you 5 ways to get more clarity on that. When you can get clarity through going through those exercises, it's going to give you a better idea of what you should be aiming at. Also, you want to clarify your values. What's important to you? Not just what you want to do with your life and what makes you you, your distinctive, but what's important to your life? Okay. If I do these are my values. Write them down. Because if you can think about these two things, your clarity on your purpose and your values, they're kind of like the two banks of a river or of a stream. And they keep this flow, what should I be doing with my life, my goals, in check. And they're specific to you. Okay. So get clarity on those things. And if you know those, they're going to cut way back on the options that you have available to you. And so no longer is it, you know, I have to do the right goals, which could work for someone else. My distinctives, my purpose and my values keep me in my own channel. Okay. And here's the third answer. How do I know I'm setting the right goals? You don't know for sure. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry to say life does not have those kind of guarantees. This is not a school test where you're going to get an answer back from the teacher right away and tell you if you were right or not, or good or not, or did you comply well enough? Okay. You have to face your fear of the unknown and you have to try some things. Okay. Then come back and evaluate them like this whole episode was about. Okay. Come back periodically, review, hey, is this working for me? Am I finding satisfaction in this? Is it lining up with who I am and the way I'm wired? Okay. Yes. Good. I'm going to pursue it farther. No, you know what? I got to go try something else. How about, yes, this worked, but I kind of reached the limit and I need some new variety and I want to expand. I want to try some new things. Okay. I can't answer that for you. No one can, only you, but you got to keep trying new things. There are no guarantees. You're going to make mistakes. Listen to episode 12 about failing forward, how to learn from your mistakes, how to have a healthy view on that. And the last thing I'd say to you, Maria, is you really sound like you probably use a coach. So find a good coach who can help you through this process, be a good sounding board, give you some tips and some wisdom, and then manage the process for you so you can focus on the content and actually getting the kind of success that you need. Okay, second question. This comes from James. James says, why do some people get so much done in one day, but it's always a struggle for me? I hear you, James. How can I get better at accomplishing tasks? Okay, so James, this is where I'd say, why can some people get so much done in one day? They're exceptionally talented for execution. Okay, they know how to get things done. They're wired for it. They are machines. And not only are they talented for it, they've developed those talents. They've applied themselves. They learned how to do it, and they're fantastic at it. That's great. I want to reference the Gallup Clifton Strengths Assessment. It'll give you a lot of insight and wisdom on your own talent set. And as you read through all the different talents, you're going to see certain talents are in what's called the execution domain or theme. And people who have strong talents in that area can just get a lot of stuff done. Other people are stronger in strategic thinking. Some people are stronger in relational talents, and other people are stronger in influencing talents, the effect that they have on other people. Okay. You can't be everything. You need to be you. Don't compare yourself to other people. Okay. My wife is awesome. We just got back. We took a long weekend away before the COVID lockdown. And when we got back to unpack our suitcases, this is not a joke. I had the smaller suitcase. She had the bigger one. I unpacked two items and put them away. And when I came back, her suitcase was empty and she was already headed down to the laundry room with all the laundry. Like, what? She's massively gifted in execution. Okay. Not so much me. Okay. So anyway, just to show, but we don't compare each other. We learn how to work together. Okay. Hey, as we wind down the show, I have a favor to ask. If you benefit from the show, could you please click like and share this with your friends? Or if you listen to the podcast, rate it. And that helps the media platforms know that it's valuable and then they'll promote it more. Okay. So thanks a lot. That would really help. The quote for the day, again, is blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. That's from Michael McGriffey, MD. Hey, guys, hang in there with this COVID thing. We are going to weather it. Things are going to change. Be flexible. They're going to change. But we're going to do a lot better if we do it together. Okay? And it's going to be painful. Things are going to, they're going to be hard. You're going to get through this. Okay? You're going to get through this. Are you breathing? Okay, that means you've gotten through everything else that's come your way so far in life. You're going to get through this too. Okay, you're going to make it. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Dynamic Destiny. I had a wonderful time. I hope you did too. Please join me next time, Wednesday. It'll be the first Wednesday of April, and it'll be at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Pacific. And we're going to have a special guest talking about really one of the biggest issues for advancing your destiny. Remember, you really are God's gift to the world. So be the best version of you that you can be. We're depending on you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us next time to discover new ways to get clarity and make a positive impact in your world. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com. That's PeteCoaching.com.